We have more on the high-speed chase that ended with a vehicle crashing into a house Monday. The driver, identified as Manuel Reyes, faces charges. A female passenger was taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries. According to Bartow County Sheriff's Office reports, around 5:49 p.m. Monday evening, a deputy observed a Jeep traveling west on Red Top Mountain Road and the I-75 overpass. The vehicle was traveling at speeds of up to 67 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. After witnessing the moving violations, the officer attempted to catch up with the Jeep as it proceeded to Highway 41. A pursuit began as the officer activated the patrol car lights. Instead of slowing down, the Jeep sped up. The chase continued onto Highway 41 to Postel and Tennessee Streets. After running a red light, the Jeep turned onto Gilmer and Main Streets at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. The Jeep ran stoplights while traveling down several other streets. The officer noticed a broken utility pole and then saw the vehicle had struck a parked car, flipped over, and struck the residents at 414 North Gilmer Street. The driver, Manuel Reyes, climbed out of the wrecked vehicle and began to flee on foot towards the back of the house. He was eventually apprehended at the intersection of MLK Jr. Drive and Summit Street. No occupants of the residence were injured. However, officers found a female still inside the wrecked Jeep. She was transported to a hospital to be treated for injuries. According to the report, another person may have been in the wrecked car, but officers were unable to positively place him inside the car. Reyes was placed under arrest, transported to the Cartersville Medical Center, and cleared. He was transported to the Bartow County Detention Center without incident.